Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the issues faced by Zimbabwe exemption permit holders in South Africa. The Zimbabwean exiles in South Africa are expressing concern over the future of the program that allows them to stay and work in the neighboring country south of the Limpopo River. But first, a look at what is happening here in the United States of America. President-elect Donald Trump did not rule out using military or economic coercion to gain control of the Panama Canal and Greenland during a wide-ranging news conference in Florida on Tuesday. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakuswara reports his remarks came hours after his son made a surprise trip to Greenland.
Greenland, the ice-covered semi-autonomous Danish territory, and the canal belonging to Panama that connects the Caribbean Sea with the Pacific Ocean. The United States must control both, said President-elect Donald Trump. At a press conference in Mar-a-Lago on Tuesday, Trump was asked if he can assure he would not use economic and military coercion to do so.
No, I can't assure you on either of those two, but I can say this. We need them for economic security.
Last week, Panama celebrated the 25th anniversary of the transfer of the canal from the United States.
En nuestras manos se va a quedar para siempre.
The canal is going to stay in our hands forever. Today we see the Panamanian flag flying freely, as if it had always been there.
And since 1941, the U.S. has maintained a military base in Greenland, which is part of the Kingdom of Denmark, but has wide-ranging autonomy.
People really don't even know if Denmark has any legal right to it. But if they do, they should give it up because we need it for national security. That's for the free world. I'm talking about protecting the free world. You look at, you don't even need binoculars. You look outside, you have China ships all over the place. You have Russian ships all over the place. We're not letting that happen.
Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has repeatedly said Greenland is not for sale. She said it again Tuesday as the president-elect's son, Donald Trump Jr., arrived for a previously unannounced visit to the territory.
I will make it very clear that seen with the eyes of the Danish government, Greenland is for the Greenlandic people.
During Tuesday's press conference, Trump was also asked whether he would use military force to annex Canada, which he suggested should be part of the U.S.
No, economic force, because Canada and the United States, that would really be something. You get rid of that artificially drawn line, and you take a look at what that looks like, and it would also be much better for national security. Don't forget, we basically protect Canada.
Outgoing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on social media, quote, there isn't a snowball's chance in hell that Canada would become part of the United States. It's unclear whether the president-elect is aiming to deliver on these threats or use them as a negotiation tactic under his America First foreign policy as he prepares to come into office on January 20th.
We live in a society where a lot of these decisions are not made on a unilateral basis. And even if the Trump administration wanted to be expansionist and, you know, invade other countries, how realistic can this be in terms of, you know, force and retaliation?
Trump reiterated his threat to impose a 25% tariff on Canadian and Mexican goods unless both countries increase security on their border with the U.S. He said he will rename the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
The Seychelles archipelago off the east coast of Africa is a cultural melting pot. Long-time residents there include people with Chinese ancestry. But Beijing's investments in the strategically located country have also attracted new arrivals from China looking to do business with the island nation. Kate Bartlett reports from the main island of Mahé.
Chinese flavors, sometimes with a touch of Creole.
Let's say chow mein. It's a Chinese dish. It's a chow mien. Mien is the noodles, but we say chow mein. So it is cooked in the Creole cuisine.
Chinese social work culture is not only reflected in the food here, it's also a part of the background of people like Molly Rosalie and other residents in Seychelles who have Chinese ancestry. Rosalie speaks fluent Mandarin and introduces the local culture to the new wave of Chinese tourists and business people here. However, the new arrivals from China and the long-time residents here don't share too much in common, says Paul Chow, who is also of Chinese descent.
I speak only Creole, and they speak only Chinese, so there's no way I could mix with them.
In recent years, China has directed its attention to strategically placed Seychelles, whose location gives it easy access to Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia. This island was not the point of destination when Chow's father arrived.
My father came to Seychelles in 1943, I think. But he came to Seychelles by accident.
Originally from southern China, Chow's father was heading to Madagascar, a popular place at the time for Chinese people seeking work. Someone on the boat got sick, and the passengers were quarantined here in Seychelles. Chow's father stayed, found work, and married a local woman.
Chinese moved anywhere they think there's an opportunity.
In its history, Seychelles has been a part of France, then Britain, before gaining independence in 1976. It is now home to a majority of people who are Creole, with French and African ancestry. Descendants of Chinese migrants make up some 500 to 1,000 of the population here. Most of their ancestors left China to escape poverty. Then, more than 10 years ago, Beijing started funding construction projects in Seychelles, bringing in a new wave of Chinese workers. China's ambassador to Seychelles describes them as symbols of bilateral friendship.
Certainly for the 4 years that I've been foreign minister, I've seen how that relationship has grown.
I don't think the Chinese would do anything with Seychelles except want to locate, have an interest here so that they can oversee what's happening in the Indian Ocean. China is so rich now, everybody welcomes the Chinese.
With tourism being one of the main industries here, guides such as Rosalie look forward to a newly launched direct charter flight from China, with the hope that it will bring new waves of business to Seychelles. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Mahé, Seychelles.
Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now, back to our topic of the day. We are discussing the future of Zimbabwean exiles in South Africa living and working there under a special program called Zimbabwe Exemption Permit. The holders of these permits are expressing concern over the future of the program as they wait for a possible consultation process by the Department of Home Affairs on the impact of a possible termination of this special program. They want the consultation process to include broad stakeholder engagement with permit holders, civil society organizations, employers, and relevant government departments to gather comprehensive information on the potential economic, social, and legal impact of such a decision, allowing for informed policy adjustments and mitigation strategies. ZEP holders are expected to meet with their lawyers from Helen Suzman Foundation this month to discuss the burning issue. In November last year, South African Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber extended the validity of the Zimbabwean exemption permits to 28 November 2025. There are about 178,000 ZEP holders living and working in South Africa. To discuss this, we are joined by Ms. Diana Zimbudzana Chambara from the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and is based in South Africa. Mr. Edward Muchatuta from ZEP Coordinating Committee is also based in South Africa, but we are speaking with him from Zimbabwe. And Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu, a legal advisor based in South Africa. Let's start with you, Mr. Muchatuta. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to your service.
Thank you so much, Mr. Muchatuta, and all our guests. And you are welcome. So maybe you can start by telling us how the situation is like on the ground in the face of these consultations and fears that Zimbabweans' permits may be terminated.
I have to start on correcting the statement whereby you say you have got 178,000 ZEP who are working. You are forgetting those who are studying in South Africa and those who are on business, of which right now we are having a big challenge with those who are studying in South Africa. Some have been studying. Now they want to migrate to invest. They are having challenges. They want to migrate to start working in South Africa. They are having challenges. Then if you go to those on business who are being forgotten, some of them, for them to get general work visa, they can't get general work visa because they've been on business. They have to look for employment first for them to start applying for general work visa, of which is a challenge for them to get employment because they don't have permits which shows that they are allowed to work. The same thing which is a challenge to those who are working in South Africa, but as long you are dismissed. Some are being dismissed because the benefits have expired. When they try to look for employment, it's a challenge for them to get employment. But in the passport, the permit will be saying it's expired. The same challenge which you are getting even at the border, even as soon as yesterday, people who are getting into South Africa, they are being given dates, but they've got this permit which the minister is saying it's not expired. When in real effect, the permit on the passport is expired. As well as those who want to go out of South Africa, of which even today, after being told by members that they are facing challenges, even when going out of South Africa, I witnessed it myself, whereby they were saying, I cannot cross the border without the old permit. And I wanted to challenge them to tell them that I lost the old permit.
Thank you.
And the receipt. Then they to give me a penalty for a ban. These are the challenges which people are facing on the ground, as well as the recent one on the Capitec issue. I think we shared that one.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Mtatuta. I'll come back to you. Let me go to Ms. Zimbudzana Chambara. Ms. Chambara, we heard that Home Affairs Minister Schreiber extended the life of Zimbabwe exemption permits with another year. How then are holders facing challenges if this was a government decision?
Yeah, the problem is that some employers and others within the South African society in general do not then probably naively or act as if they are naive on this issue, in that they would then, because the permit in the passport has expired. It expired at the end of 2021, if I'm not mistaken, or 2022. That's the date on the permit in the passport. But there has been directives where these permits are then ministers, consequent ministers have said these permits are still valid. But that is a directive that some banks, like, for example, Capitec or even some employers, are then saying, no, that's not it, because the permit itself is expired. So how can you say it's still valid? So that is the biggest challenge now that the people are facing, that the permit itself, yes, it physically expired, but it hasn't expired.
So why was the permit not also attached to the passports, so that it gives easy access to employers and banks, instead of holders explaining that it's still valid?
I think the Department of Home Affairs didn't want to go through the process of then asking holders of these permits to bring in their passports for an extension. Remember, the last extension is not the only extension that happened after the expiry of these permits. Mm-hmm. It's the third or the second or third extension. And I think the Department of Home Affairs thought, it will just be to bring them in more work of then asking holders of these permits to come in every time and have permits which show the correct dates attached to their passport. So they thought the communique itself will suffice. Mm-hmm. But that's in some instances it does suffice, but in other instances it doesn't. Some people really do disregard the whole communique. Now we've got people who are asking us for the copies of the letters from Home Affairs to show that this is what the minister has said, so that they can go and give to their employers, and then the employers take it up from there.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Andlov, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, my question to you is what some of these banks and employers doing legal? Are they not challenging a ministerial decision?
No, it's not legal what the banks are doing. There was a situation whereby Capitec Bank posed the accounts of many people, and that caused a lot of concern, because a lot of people had money in their bank accounts, so they didn't know what was happening. But it was a system error. I'm sure they had not yet updated the system in terms of complying with the minister, because it's now been sorted out. But when it comes to employers, it's very difficult for some employers to actually understand that people are saying that a permit that has expired in 2021 but has been extended with ministerial directives. A lot of people are not familiar with ministerial directives, so they don't listen to the news, or if they listen to the news, they don't concern themselves with things that have got to do with the Zimbabwean nationals. So they wouldn't know exactly what it is that is being said by people who are physically holding a permit that's expired in 2021, 31 December, but they are still in the permit. The same permits are still being extended by ministerial directives. So at times it's just ignorance. At times it's just fear of them being found on the wrong side of the law. So no one who's holding a ZTP should be fired from work or have their bank account closed, because that's not legal. The permits are still valid.
Thank you. Regaende kuna vamuchatuta. Vamuchatuta, takanzwa kuti vamwe vana magwaro ezepiwa vaisangana nematambudziko pakudzokera muSouth Africa kubva kuzororo. Vachiri kuita dambudziko iri here? Uye tinoona kuti vanenge vari kumigano vari mubazi rehurumende sei vasiri kuziva nezvedanho irori rekuti magwaro ayakawedzerwa upenyu.
Majonga, dambudziko iri chiri kuenderera mberi. Ndorimwe rechikonzero chapakuti inini pache zvangu nevamwe veutungamiri wemuZTP Coordinating Committee tiende kumabhodha kuti tinoona kuti zviri kufamba sei. Ndokupai muenzaniso wevane vana, munhu ane mwana ane mwedzi mina kana mwezi misere makore mairi zvidaro ari kupiwa mazuva ekuti mwana wacho agare muSouth Africa amai vanodhindirwa passport vachinzi vanobvumirwa nekuti vane ZTP asi vane mwana ane mwedzi mina anopiwa mazuva anosvika masvondo mairi saka zvichireva kuti amai avo vari kuya kuzoseenza votoregera kuseenza vakungopota vachienda kunodzokera kubhodha kuti paspoti yemwana isazosvika pakubhanwa chiri kunyanyo chirwadza ndechekuti dambudziko iri riri kutoitwa neivo vacho vekuhome affairs vacho vatino nechivimbo chokuti ndivo vari kuziva zvakataurwa naminista wavo uye zvekare kumabhengi tiri kusangana nedambudziko like vandirobvu vataura vakatizvo kumabhengi isystem ini ndinoti rambiranei navo nekuti vanhu vedu pavakaenda kumabhengi patakavakurudzirai kuti endai kumabhengi munotaura nemamaneja neni ndikataura nemamaneja emabhengi emabhuranchi avo akawanda vaitoramba kutibatsira kana inge iri system osei ava vanhu chaivo vasiri system vairamba kutibatsira vachiti mapendi kenyu akaexpire sezvataura namaizimbudzana kuti mapendi chaye ukaenda kumunhu wese waenda ushandirwi woda kushanda kumabhengi mapurisa chaio chao ari kusunga vanhu achiti pemiti yako yakaexpire wozonoburitswa kumatare wagara mazuva muchitorongo wozonzi no takukuregera yaverifiwa yaonekwa kuti pemiti yako ichiri valid.
Thank you so much. Regai ndiende kuna Amai Zimbudzana. Amai Zimbudzana, schools are opening next week. Are we going to see students facing same challenges as their parents?
These are challenges that have not been eliminated. These are challenges that have been there for quite a while now. You'd find, like my colleague has just said, Chatuta, that a parent who's on a ZEP and the child is not on a ZEP, there is now a disconsulate there. So if the parent wants to stay with the child, that parent has got to then go to Zimbabwe and apply for that child's study permit, and it does take time, and it's a challenge. And it's not free, by the way. Mm-hmm. The people do pay for these visas. So there is that challenge. And what does it do in the long run? It then forces people to use illegal means to then enter South Africa. The mother who's a holder, or the parent who's a holder of a valid visa would go in through the normal channel, but then will facilitate the illegal per se a passage for the child, and that creates problems. I think the Home Affairs needs to look at all those issues and then try to mitigate and find solutions that really solve this crisis.
Thank you so much. Let me hear from Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, I want you to respond to this question in isiNdebele. Are there any legal routes Zimbabwe exemption permit holders can take to address this?
Yeah, zvikona indlela abangazenza abantu abalama ZTP ukuthi ba continue lokho behlala, because i-court yona yasho yathi i-program ye-ZTP kumele iqedwe, but iqedwe ngendlela ezikahle ukuthi umuntu one-ZTP angalahlelwa esigangeni ukuthi axoshwe. So into kumele ukuthi abantu bayenze ukuthi ba-applyele ama-waiver mayesephumile ba-applyele ama-general work visa. So bakhona abantu aseba-applyele ama-waiver aphuma, mayesephumile lawo ma-waiver ba-applyele ama-general work permit. Because okwamanje ngibukeka njengokuthi uminister mayeqeda ukukonsulta nabantu vele uzothi iprogramu ema-ZTP sokumele ukuthi iphele. So kumele ukuthi abantu ba-applyele ama-waiver, abangaka-applyele ama-waiver ba-applyele, angaphuma ama-waiver then u-applyele i-general work permit.
Thank you so much. Mr. Muchatuta, we understand that before the end of this month you are expected to meet with Helen Suzman Foundation lawyers. What are you expected to discuss? Are you going to discuss this issue, or do you have other issues on the table?
We have got other issues, but the main issue, Mr. Dionga,
which we are going to start to engage with the Helen Suzman Foundation is on the time frame of the consultation. Both the minister, during his recent announcement, he said that he's going to follow what came out from the court, of which the main issue is the consulting of security holders. The time frame is too short, but right now even the security holders haven't been informed of on how this consultation is going to be done. And we also have to take into consideration that we need translators. How are they going to meet our members in terms of communicating with them in Zimbabwe's spoken language? All of our members, we don't understand English. With other languages which are being spoken in Zimbabwe. And we also need time for ourselves to organize so that we know how are we going to meet, how are they going to consult us in a war together with South Africans, or we are going to be consulted separately. And ourselves, we are not prepared to be consulted together with South Africans. We have got evidence to show this.
Yes.
So
Thank you.
Is the other engagement which we want to do.
Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Tinem Tereri Ari Parunare Aram South Africa. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Magadi Baba.
Yebo Magadi.
Takasiba tiri kutaura nani?
Taura na Mativa.
Hey, taura itinzwe mune mvunzo here kune vadare vatina au kana kuti mune zvamuri kuda kutaura pamusoro penyaya tiri kurukura.
Mubvunzo hapana, ndingava tine zvatoda kutaura pamunhau zviri kukurukurwa chete.
Taura itinzwe. Taita dambudziko nhare yavo yabva yadona, asi zvisinei regai tifambe nenguva tiende kuna Mr. Ndlovu. Ndisati ndaenda kuna Mr. Ndlovu, regai ndingobvunza amai Chambara kuti pane nguva here yakatarwa yekuti consultation iri kuitwa kana tsvakurudzo iri kuitwa nebazi rezvemukati menyika inofanira kutora ngoti idimu 30 seconds nguva dzedu dzaakumhanya. Yes, Mr.
Panguva yakafanira kuti vanhu vange vachibvunzurudzwa nai. Zvino minista haana zvaachaita, saka hatinyatsoziva kuti anoda kuzvipa nguva yakadii yekuti abvunzurudze vanhu.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ndlovu, is there any time frame that the consultation process should last, or there is a time that Zimbabweans can expect another extension of the Zimbabwe extension permits because of the time that the consultation is taking?
The consultation is yet to be announced by the minister. So we don't really know when the consultation is going to start. And then if we don't know when the consultation is going to start, we can't really say we know the time frame. I think when the minister announces that the consultation has started, he will also announce when it will stop, because public consultations are announced that way. He will say you have 90 days to put in your representations or to put in any representations that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So when it starts, that's when we will know how long.
Thank you so much.
And I think it's going to be sometime this year.
Thank you so much, Mr. Love.
There won't be any further extensions.
Thank you so much. And before we wrap it up, there's a caller, Mr. Richard Moyo, who sent a message here. He said, South Africa inofanira kusiya izvi nokuti hazvimboshandi zvavari kuitawo. Vakatiya zvakangooma hazvo, asi regai tione kuti zvichaita sei. Kwete mumwe muteereri, Innocent Sungai, hanzi siyai vakadaro. Isu tava kuenda kuPoland. Vamwe vari kutaura vari muSouth Africa vatumira mashoko avo kuno kwatiri. Time is not on our side. We'd like to thank our guests, Ms. Diana Zimbudzana Chambara from Zimbabwe Excellence Forum, Mr. Edward Muchatuta from ZEP Coordinating Committee, and Mr. Valentin Ndlovu, a legal advisor. I am Jonga Kandemiri saying goodbye.